This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
On this edition of Trapping the Bluegrass Sun Cup, we hear from University of Kentucky Extension Entomologist Dr. Rick Besson about this week's Integrated Pest Management Workshop coming up in Hopkinsville.
This is an annual meeting, and you know it's open to anyone that wants to come and participate. We're going to provide a lot of research and extension updates on agronomic crops as well as horticulture crops in the afternoon. So how we have it set up is in the morning, we're going to focus on agronomic crops, and then in the afternoon, the horticulture or specialty crops we're going to focus in on. So people that come there can earn CEU credit, you know, if they're commercial pesticide applicators, if they're scouts and consultants, that they can get CCA credit at this meeting. And so this is our annual meeting, and this is really where you get the best specialists we have that are going to give their updates on those different crops.
What are some big topics on people's minds this year, Dr. Besson, that you're going to address?
Well, every year is unique. You know, just you know, some of the things to think about, you know, after the fall armyworm outbreak last year, you know, updates on fall armyworm, you know, with very high input costs this year, particularly with fertilizers and pesticides, addressing some of those issues. Because I think that's one area where IPM can really help producers be more economical, use inputs when they're needed, and to minimize their use when they're not needed. And so some of those are the things that I think will really help producers be as competitive and economically sustainable as possible.
What about on the horticulture side of things? What's on people's minds out in the horticulture world these days?
Well, I tell you, one of the biggest areas for horticultural crops is going to be the invasive species. And, you know, we have certain invasive species that are becoming established, things like the brown marmorate stink bug, which is continuing its march across western Kentucky. But we also have others that we need to be on the lookout for, things like spotted lanternfly, you know, Asian longhorn beetle, and you know, we even have the Asian longhorn tick that I know it's not a pest of crops, but it's even more so, it's a pest of people and livestock that we need to be watching out for. But at the same time, we have invasive diseases that are coming in on some of these crops. And so there's a whole host of things that we need to update people about, we need to make people aware of, so they're not caught off guard, caught by surprise, and sustained losses.
I know, obviously, you'll be on the program, but I know you have several of your fellow specialists who will join you for the program as well, don't you?
Yes. So I'll be sort of emceeing the event, but we have specialists from, you know, plant pathology, plant soil sciences, entomology, horticulture, that are all going to participate in this program.
Now, the folks, it'll be at the Christian County Extension Office. So what time do you guys kick things off on Wednesday?
Oh, you're catching me off guard. I'm not looking at the program right now, but I thought it was 8:30 Central Time.
Yeah. Do people need to register for this or just show up that day or what?
Well, we always appreciate if they do register, but if they show up, they'll be welcome to.
Our guest today, UK's Dr. Rick Besson, talking about the Integrated Pest Management Workshop coming up Wednesday. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.